Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, and we are working in the car today. So we're driving, and so what does that mean? We're literally driving to a consulting job. So if you hear background noise, I'm zipping through traffic at a high rate of speed, having fun. Love beautiful mornings in the car. If you're my wife listening to this, I'm driving with absolute care, respect for other people, and all of that fun stuff. So depends who's listening. So let's talk about how to build your coaching business through follow-up. Not follow-up emails. That's important. Not a follow-up text message. Better. Follow-up video, probably even better, especially if the video is through text messaging. And if you are one of our coaching clients and you've gone through this, you've seen us do this in the Done For You Coaching, we've got out your entire program. If you're not one of our clients and you're building out your own, you need to have that. You need to have text messages, emails, videos, and you need to have videos through your text messaging. Following through, and I don't even like the word follow through or follow up. It's more depositing. You're depositing new information. You're depositing more value in their life. You're giving so much value that it has to overflow back into you. The law of reciprocity says, wow, they've given and given and given. I need to use this person. And so we believe in follow up. Now, a few episodes ago, I talked about using a book as your follow up. If you have a printed book, if you do not have a printed book, that's part of our Wealthy Coach program. We can help you with that. We also have a book writing workshop that we can send you if you need help writing a book. But once you have a book written, then it's very simple to follow up when someone's on the phone with you. Now, if they're a low-level prospect, you may not want to do this. But if they're a moderate to high-level prospect, then what often I will say is, hey, by the way, if we've gone through our presentation, they're not coming on board as a client yet, but I know they need to be, then I have a very simple follow-up process that's automated, but I also have a very powerful process of mailing them a couple of items through the mail. Postcard, personal letter, and a book. And I'm going to give you a new tip today. So let's go to the book. Number one, hey, by the way, what's your address, Mr. Prospect? I have something I want to drop in the mail to you. What's your best mailing address? And mail them a copy of your book. It shows your expertise. It resells why to use you if the book is good. Number one, make sure the book is good. Number two, get the book to them. Mail it. Just go to the post office, drop it in the mail. If you don't have a company that sends them out for you, then just go to the post office, write a personal note, drop it in the mail. Spend $5. If you're selling a $10,000 coaching package, what's $5 to mail them a book? Okay. Now, let's talk about audiobooks. If you are using Audible, if you do not have your books on Audible, number one, you need to. So if you've already got a book written and it's on Amazon, you need to jump over to acx.com, get it on Audible, or hire us and we will get it on Audible for you. Now, when a book is on Audible, a couple things happen. Number one, you pick up a whole new listener base. Audible is not the only, understand that, not the only audiobook platform, but is definitely dominant. When people listen to audible.com, if they're like me, they're on the way and now on the road, and maybe they're not recording a podcast, but they're listening to a podcast. They're listening to an audiobook. You open up a whole new audience that you can speak to, and it gives you authority as having a book on Audible that they can also pick up on Amazon. But another way to follow up with someone in your conversation with them is, hey, what's your best address? What's your best mail address? I want to throw something in the mail to you. Hey, by the way, do you have an Audible subscription? Yes, I do. Great. I want to share something with you and share the book. So you can click a button and you can share the book. Now you've got them, let's say your book is 4 hours. I mean, books can be an hour and a half to 6 hours to 20 hours. Let's just say a 3 or 4 hour book, 4 hours. Now you've got them for four more hours, you are the dominant thought in their mind. They're listening to you. If you have it recorded in your own voice and you were on the phone with them, probably even better, but definitely get a, if you have to hire a narrator, I hire people. Listen, last thing I want to do is go through and edit all the ahs and ums out of my podcast. I'm definitely not going to do it through a book, so I hire somebody. So they're listening to the book. Hey, thank you for our call today. I know our coaching program is going to work for you. And now they start getting the automated text messages, emails, videos. They get a, hey, here's my book free. Listen to it. Here's a book. I'm sharing it for you on Audible. Here, and they can listen to your book on Audible. Okay. You have captured their attention. You're reselling the benefits of working with you, especially if your book is leading them in that direction. Here's another thing about Audible. You shared a link. Maybe they know I'm not on Audible. Okay, well, I'm going to send you a link. You can get this book free, my book for free on Audible. I'll send you the link. And you text them the link. This is important. Text them and email them. But if you text them the link and they click on it, and they just spent, you know, anywhere from 10, 30 minutes to maybe an hour on the phone with you. They inquired about your product or your service. They're curious. Do you get this? Maybe they're not ready to sign up yet. Maybe there's some financial obligations. Maybe there's a certainty gap. But they're curious. They're ready to, they're at least in this mode of learning more information about you. And they get a link for Audible. Well, guess what? If they click on that link and they're not, and they are a subscriber, then they can just download the book as one of their credits. You can share the book, etc. If they're not, and they go, you know what? This sounds good. And I can just get a free subscription with Audible. They give them a free subscription and your book for free. But guess what? You get paid $75. Think about this. You get paid $75 just for sharing the link and they and when they sign up. That's an absolute amazing opportunity now. So if you're on the phone with, let's just take 2 calls a day. Now you're on a webinar. Could be hundreds of people. 2 calls a day, 10 calls a week, and you send them the book. And 1 out of the 10 decide to sign up. You got a $75 that for prospecting. It goes towards helping with your advertising cost, whatever it may be. So powerful, guys. So powerful. But most importantly, you're building authority. So I just finished up working with a client, or actually a prospect. They're not a client yet. Now they're receiving, I want you to hear this, they receive our follow-up emails. Our follow-up text messages, our text with video. We got 1 or 2 other things I'm not going to mention on the podcast because it's just for private clients as far as follow-up. They're going to receive a copy, not of my book, but a book I recommend, highly recommend, that I'm actually mentioned in. So they're going to get a copy of that book. And now they're going to receive, as soon as my next Audible book is finished, it's in process, and it does take a few weeks. As soon as that book is finished, they're going to receive the Audible. How does that set you apart from the person that just calls them back 2 weeks later and go, hey, I'm just checking in? Or it just sends them the next 3 years of emails that end up in a spam folder. Guys, you've got to think outside of the box, and that's what I'm here to help you do. Now, if you do not have a book, let's go back. Let's circle back to the beginning. If you do not have a book, you need a book. Contact me. Let me know how I can help you. We have a book writing workshop. We'll take you from A to Z to how to get it published on Amazon, Audible, everything. Published, edited, formatted, chapters written, all of it. Or as a ghostwriter, we'll write it for you and we'll have it published. Imagine, Wayne, here's my topics, here's my idea. And then you sit back 30, 60 days later, is your book on Amazon, paperback, Kindle, Audible, and you're ready to go. And all royalties go to you. We don't own the royalties. We give it all to you. Or, Wayne, I want help with my coaching program. I want to put together a done-for-you coaching program. Then go to doneforyoucoaching.com. When you go to doneforyoucoaching.com, watch our short video, fill out the form, let's get on the phone. I promise you at least one aha moment on the phone, something we can help you with. If we can do business together, great. If not, you'll receive my follow-up. Look forward to hearing from you guys. Make it a great day. Go out and change lives and get wealthy doing it.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.